Hello, so this is a voice note for Jolene on how to mark your dynamics throughout your piece on your sheet music. So if you have a highlighter, or you can circle these with a pencil. Highlighter obviously helps to bring it out a little bit more on your sheet music, but it is completely up to you, whatever you want to do to make sure that you're highlighting those dynamics throughout the piece. So let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. So let's start on the very first page. You can see soprano two, so that's your part. Let's just follow your part. So your dynamics are different to the other two parts, and the other two parts are different to yours, so we just need to make sure we're really focusing on yours. I will reference to a couple of the others so you can see that you have got different parts, different dynamics at different parts, so it just helps you to start thinking about those things. So let's look at that then. So the first one, soprano two, bar one, you can see at the top of your melody line, you can see the italic P, which is the bold and italic P, which is piano, which means soft. So you would need to start this piece. You and Sydney do have the same dynamic here. So you both start with very nice soft entry into the piece. Then the next time that you come in, which is bar, let's have a look at this. So it's page three, but it's bar 10. So it's the bottom of page three. And your next dynamic change is when you start singing R into the chorus. Your change of dynamic is to moderately soft. So it's a little bit louder. As you can see, you should be able to see when you come in. So Nicola has just sung, makes you feel so small. Sydney will sing, but I see your, and that's when you're doing your R underneath. And you can see, hopefully you're following this on the sheet music, and you can see that you come in for the R as mezzo piano. So that's moderately soft. So if you mark that one, so it's a little bit louder than your vocal entry for the whole piece. And the next thing that you need to do is look for your next dynamic. So let's follow that along. So on page five, bar 19, your next dynamic change is piano. So that's soft again, so you go back to soft. So highlight that one for me, so you can just make sure that you've registered that one. And then it stays soft up until your next phrase on page six. So if you look at page six, you can see that your next dynamic change is moderately loud. So it's MF, just above where you sing Show Me a Smile. Then you should be able to see the dynamic on that line. So if you highlight that one, and then follow the rest of the piece through, trying to just make sure you highlight any of those dynamics that are relevant to your vocal part. Okay, so also what this will do is help with the task that I've set for today's lesson, which is to be able to exaggerate the dynamics a lot more within the piece, so that you can then create the expression that they will be looking for in the criteria when they mark this piece. So hopefully that should all make sense, but if you have any questions, just pop them at the bottom of your vocal pack so that you can just highlight anything you might need me to go through. You can add that to your any other feedback or questions section at the bottom of your vocalist's notes.